Fra Jad appeared to be ignoring all of this.
Terminology aside, Sir Asquin went on a little brusquely, what I don't quite understand is how it all fits together. What is the link that you see between the fact of the different kinds of matter and the world tracks?
Paphlagon said,
the cosmogonic processes that led to the creation of the stuff we are made of, the creation of protons and other matter, their clumping together to make stars and the resulting nucleosynthesis, all seem to depend on the values of certain physical constants. The most familiar example is the speed of light, but there are several others, about 20 in all. Theors used to spend a lot of time measuring their precise values, back when we were allowed to have the necessary equipment. If these numbers had different values, the cosmos as we know it would not have come into being. It would just be an infinite cloud of cold, dark gas, or one big black hole, or something else quite simple and dull. If you think of these constants of nature as knobs on the control panel of a machine, well, the knobs all have to be set in just the right positions, or...
Again, Paphlagon looked to Moira, who seemed ready.
Sir Demula likened it to a safe with a combination lock, the combination being about 20 numbers long.
If I follow Demula's analogy, said Javarin, each of those 20 numbers is the value of one of those constants of nature, such as the speed of light.
That is right. If you dial 20 numbers at random, you never get the safe open. It is nothing more to you than an inert cube of iron. Even if you dial 19 numbers correctly and get the other one wrong, nothing. You must get all of them correct. Then the door opens and out spills all of the complexity and beauty of the cosmos.
Another analogy, Moira continued after a sip of water, was developed by Saint Condorlin, who likened all of the sets of values of those 20 constants that don't produce complexity to an ocean 1,000 miles wide and deep. The sets that do are like an oil sheen, no wider than a leaf, floating on the top of that ocean. An exquisitely thin layer of possibilities that yield solid, stable matter suitable for making universes with living things in them.
I favor Condorlin's analogy, said Paphlagon. The various life-supporting cosmi are different places on that oil sheen. What the inventors of new matter did was to devise ways to move around, just a little, to neighboring points on that oil sheen, where matter had slightly different properties. Most of the new matter they created was different from, but not really better than, naturally occurring matter. After a lot of patient toil, they were able to slide around to nearby regions of the oil sheen where matter was better, more useful, than what nature has provided us. And I believe that Fra Erasmus here already has an opinion on what the geometers are made of.
So unready was I to hear my name called that I didn't even move for several seconds. Fra Paphlagon was looking at me. In an effort to jog me out of my stupor, he added,
Your friend, Fra Jesri, was kind enough to share your observations concerning the parachute.
Yes, I said, and discovered that my throat needed clearing.
It was nothing special, not as good as new matter.
If the geometers had learned the art of making new matter,
Paphlagon translated,
they'd have made a better parachute.
Or come up with a way to land the probe that was not so ridiculously primitive,
Barb sang out, drawing glares from the Doynes. His name hadn't been called.
Fra Taverner makes an excellent point, said Fra Jad, diffusing the situation. Perhaps he shall have more of interest to say later, when called upon.
The point being, I take it, said Ignatha Forrell, that the geometers, the four groups of them, I should say, each use whatever kind of matter is natural in the cosmos where they originated.
The four have been given provisional names, announced Javarin. Antarcs, Panges, Diasps, and Quators.
This was the first and probably the last time Javarin was going to get a laugh out of the table.
They all sound vaguely geographical, said Sur Asquin. But
it's been observed that four planets are depicted on their ship,
Javarn continued.
This is clearly visible on Sant Orlo's phototype. A planet is depicted on each of the four vials of blood that came in the probe. People have given them informal names inspired by their geographical peculiarities.
So, let me guess. Pangaea has one large continent? Asked Sur Asquin.
Diasp, a lot of islands, obviously,
put in Lodagir.
On Quator, most of the landmasses are at low latitude,
Javarn said.
And Antarctica's most unusual feature is a big ice continent at the South Pole.
Then, perhaps anticipating another correction from Barb, he added,
or whichever pole is situated at the bottom of the picture.
Barb snorted.